tunnel of a normal game, or was it always sort of special and different a little bit?
Yeah, obviously the first period was, it's new, so you're settling in. I think once the second kind of started, we started feeling a little more comfortable out there, and then the game got extremely emotional and tight, and so then it's right back to the nerves. But, you know, honestly, we found a way to get it done, and it's such a great moment for our team and our organization and our fans that have been so supportive. And obviously, not everyone knows that around the league, but I think we've proven tonight that obviously we can fill out 100,000 people in the stands. So. Yeah.
You've scored many goals. What is it like to hear 95,000 people?
Well, I wouldn't say many, but I'm just kidding.
Just 12?
I'm just kidding around. I mean, that's got to be probably the biggest goal of my career, obviously, as far as the stage that we're on. But, you know, to me, it's just a kind of a stepping stone for our team as far as, like, these moments. We're building to playoffs. That's been our objective since day one. And obviously since the break, pace of play has, you know, gotten up, and our team really has stepped up, and we thrive in that environment right now. So really good growth moment for our group, like I said earlier.
You touched on it a moment ago about this is who Blue Jackets are. Does the way you won this game, is that a perfect illustration for people who tuned in that maybe didn't know what the Blue Jackets are about?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't pretty, let's be honest. They pushed hard, and we had a good second. They pushed really hard in the third, and they came back. To our group's credit, no panic. Everyone just kind of stayed the course. And obviously a big play by Danny to get that done and then seal the deal at the end of the game. So, you know, that's what good teams find a way to do. And like I said earlier, it's been a growth season for our group, and this is a really big moment as far as how we handle pressure and big moments like this.
Do you feel like a good team now? You said this is what good teams do.
Yeah, I've always believed in this group. Obviously, we're young. You know, we had two rough years, and not a lot of people gave us a chance this year, and that's fine. I mean, we didn't take it personally. We just believed in our group and really started to play to our identity that we wanted to build, and starting to show consistently out there on the ice, and people are starting to take notice. So that means we're doing something right.